Rick Gregg with you now. The NBA is spending the week in Chicago with the draft lottery here in town for the first time. And we've got the NBA Combine as well. And we have Hall of Famer and legend Isaiah Thomas who's joining me now. Isaiah, thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, you're not only an ex-player, you're not only an ex-coach, you're an ex-GM. You're a front office guy. So let's talk about the Combine really quickly. How make or break is it for these players at this point? So much of their life is on tape.
Well, it's not make or break here in Chicago, because you got to remember the teams. Everyone has done a lot of scouting. And a lot of the players that are going to be here, we've actually had a book on them probably since high school. You know, there are very few that kind of swim upstream and you don't get a chance to see them. So high school, college, you got a pretty good book. And when they come to the Combine, you just want to get that last look just to make sure that, you know, your eye test is meeting up to what you've kind of wrote down on paper.
Who's caught your eye from this group? You want to drop a name or two?
I can't drop names because the position that I have now with TNT and NBA TV. However, you know, the top five that people are talking about, you know, they're all good players. They're all going to have good careers. There's some people that are going to go in the second round. I think this is a pretty deep draft. I think there'll be players drafted in the second round that will actually probably end up being better than some of the later first round picks.
There was no combine for you. You didn't have to go through quite the same process. What do you remember about coming out of Indiana and going into the draft process, into that?
I remember being extremely nervous, you know, with my family and everything, because we had no idea where you would get drafted, where you would go. Wasn't a lot of, you know, it's pretty structured right now, so there was a lot of downtime in between when you finished in April and then the draft was in June. So you just tried to play and basically finish your schoolwork and, you know, cross your fingers to see where you get picked.
Did it sting being second to your boyhood friend, Mark Aguirre?
No, I actually wanted to be second to him, because I remember being in Dallas and they asked me, who did I think was the best player in the draft? And I thought it was Mark Aguirre. And Mark Aguirre had been the best player in Chicago. We all looked up to Aguirre. I mean, he was, you know, he was our idol, our hero, and everything else. Sure. So everything that he and Eddie Johnson did at that time, you know, we followed.
Now, you're not only here for the Combine and all the other events. You are here because of a new partnership with the National Basketball Retired Players Association. Let's call it a bubbly one. Why don't you tell us about it?
It's a bubbly one, you know, with Sherlon Champagne. We have close to 200 acres in the Ob region of Champaign, and we import Champaign here into the United States. And the partnership that we have with the retired players and also the current players is to make sure that every bottle that's bought, a portion of that goes to the retired players, goes to the pioneers of all business, goes to the pioneers of all sport, who for so long have been forgotten. And we look at the NBA where it's at now, but we forget, you know, some of those families that are still struggling, you know, that were in the 60s and the 70s, that didn't make the type of money that we made. They don't have the type of money to send their kids to school or to take care of themselves physically. So what we try to do is give back, and this is a unique partnership that we all have.
Yeah, a portion of every sale will go toward that, correct? And what specifically are you hoping the money goes for? Is it medical care? Is it job training?
Medical and education. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our former players, there's hip injuries, knee injuries, and when you look at their educational needs for their kids, so those are the two areas that we've targeted, health and education. And it's pronounced Sherlon Champagne. You know, coming here in the States, a lot of my family still likes to say Sherlin, but we have to put that Sherlon on it, give it the West Side French slang.
Your folks handed me, a press release, tell me a couple of facts about it. Mm-hmm. Here's the one that jumped out to me. Maybe headache-free. And I have to tell you, I would imagine that was really good if you'd had that a couple of times on the road, maybe in the 80s, maybe got a little too rowdy before a game.
You know, well, my first experiences with Champagne was pouring it over my head after winning championships. So I liked that kind of headache. But really, when we started doing our research, there's no sugar added in these champagnes, in the Le Champion and also the Celebrite. In our rosé is a Dissany. There's very little sugar added. I've learned a new word for sugar. It's called dosage.
All right.
So in most of the champagnes that I had drank before, you know, I always thought that the headache came from the alcohol, but really it came from the sugar. So there's very little sugar added in our Brut Special, in our Rosé, and in the Le Champion, in the Celebrite, there's zero sugar added.
Did you say it's been a couple-year process to make this happen? You must have learned quite a bit about the making of champagne.
Yeah, I've been in this business now for 3 years. I'm actually the largest African-American importer in the United States of champagne. And the family, Thomas Sherlon, we actually share the same name. We also share the same passion for champagne. He's actually the champagne maker, and I'm the champagne seller.
Well, it's a good partnership then, I would imagine.
It has
doing what you know best, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Now, I got to ask you, the Pistons, your former team, they're looking for a team president. I saw on TNT, I saw Charles and Shaq throw an endorsement your way. So any interest? Do you want to get back in the game?
There's always an emotional tug when you talk about Detroit and even when you talk about here in Chicago. Those are my two hometowns. And so anything that I can do to help the Detroit Pistons, I will always do.
What about the Chicago Bulls?
You same. Still,
yeah.
Same.
The hard feelings are gone?
I never had hard feelings. They seem to have hard feelings towards me because we were winning all the time. but then when they won, then I think everything got better. So, but I grew up, a couple of blocks from the Chicago Stadium. Now is what we call the United Center. So I look at Chicago and Detroit. Those are my two homes. And this is, I still make my home here in Chicago.
Thank you for coming in by. I appreciate it. NBA Hall of Famer Isaiah Thomas. Thank you.
Thank you.